I'm Mahendra Gupte, and let's look at role of logistics in distribution. Logistics in distribution. The role of logistics is critical in distribution and covers important factors like efficient management of product flow, strategic supply chain planning, efficient transportation routes, inventory control and warehousing, order processing and tracking systems, efficiency and customer satisfaction. Importance of distribution logistics cannot be overstated. Without distribution logistics, a company cannot reach the product to the customer, and what the benefits that distribution logistics provides are: improve customer satisfaction, right time, right condition, increase operational efficiency and reduce costs, enable efficient inventory management, minimizing costs, improve adaptability to market changes. Material handling equipment. The term material handling equipment encompasses a diverse range of vehicles, tools, and storage equipment, ensuring that the facility has the right warehouse material handling equipment can go a long way toward keeping everyone safe and productive. Let us take a closer look at the top warehouse material handling equipment items that a facility needs. Hand trucks. This is a simple two-wheeled hand-operated truck or trolley, usually with a magnetic metallic frame and a tow plate. Hand trucks are designed to ease the transportation of small items. So all that you do is stack packages or cartons and move material around. Pallet jacks. A pallet jack truck or pump is used to transport materials that have been stacked on pallets. These jacks have twin forks which slide under the pallet, and the handle is then used to raise the forks with a pumping force, creating a hydraulic action that lifts the pallet and enables transportation. So these pallet trucks, as the name suggests, are used to move loaded pallets across the shop floor or for loading unloading. Platform trucks. A platform truck is simply a frame and platform on wheels. This is ideal for small to medium size operations or as a speedy logistical solution for large organizations. So platform trucks are nothing but four-wheel trucks which are flat in nature, have a platform like appearance where you stack material and move it from one point to the other. Walkie stackers. The basic design is similar to pallet jacks, except that the stacker is motorized. The whole assembly can be moved around by hand, and pallets can be lifted to the second shelf of a warehouse stacking system. So an improvement or a improvement over the pallet trucks is a walkie stacker, where you can lift a pallet and move it around on a motorized vehicle and move and even raise it to the second level shelf of a warehouse. Order picker forklift. An order picker forklift helps operators pick and transport materials needed to complete an order. The forklift lifts the operator to the same level as the inventory. This makes order picking more efficient and safe. Side loader. Side loaders are used to load and unload from the side of the machine, as opposed to the front position forks of a standard forklift. Side loaders are best used in narrow aisles and doorways. So we've all seen how a forklift operates. Here, in this case, the side loader is nothing else but a forklift, but the forks are positioned sideways. Automated guided vehicles. An AGV travels autonomously throughout a warehouse. AGVs are used for tasks typically requiring a forklift, conveyor system, or even a manual cart. So these are vehicles which, when the location is fed into the system and the AGV is loaded, it will take the carton or the box to that required destination. Different types of AGVs. Automated guided vehicles. Most basic of AGVs with minimal features and used to transport a variety of materials in cross-docking, sorting and storage applications. Forklift AGVs perform the same functions as a human-operated forklift without an operator. So they would go to a location, unload material, bring it to a location for picking or return the full load back to its location. Towing AGVs, also known as tugger AGVs, used to pull one or more load-carrying vehicles behind them like a truck, train. Unit load handlers used to transport single objects, a pallet. Heavy burden carriers used in large assembly and transportation. Autonomous mobile robots, AMRs are advanced AGVs equipped with intelligent navigation capabilities, allowing them to dynamically navigate a warehouse. So the limitation of AGVs, which we saw earlier, was moving in direction or with guided tapes, which are stuck on the magnetic tapes, which are fixed on the shop floor. Autonomous mobile robo doesn't require a tape on the floor. It moves like a robo in the warehouse, overcoming any problems of navigation. Conveyor belts. A conveyor belt is a motor-driven belt that forms part of a conveyor system and is used to transport items. The item is simply placed on one end of the belt and the motorized system moves them to their destination. What we have observed, conveyor belts, is at airports where you check in your bag and then the belt takes over once the tagging has been completed. Stackers. A small hand-propelled or motorized truck that used to lift items off the ground and onto shelves. They are cheaper to run than forklifts and ideal for small to medium applications. So this is nothing else but a pallet truck, which is further has enhanced capabilities and can lift material to a higher level. Bucket elevators, grain leg. A bucket elevator is used to transport small loose items vertically. It is motorized or hand cranked. A series of small buckets are attached to a belt. The buckets scoop up the materials when at the bottom of the belt, then lift and disperse the materials at the top. Hoppers. Hoppers resemble funnels and are used to handle small loose items. Items are placed into the top of the hopper. Some hoppers are equipped with technology that allows them to automatically dump loads. Cranes. Warehouses may use a variety of cranes depending on their needs. Some commonly used cranes include stacker overhead cranes, gantry cranes, and jib cranes. Overhead cranes are used to move large and heavy objects. The crane spans a gap between two runway tracks and the hoist travels along the way. Along the bridge, the design allows the hoist to access the area below to reach objects along three axes of movement. But the only requirement here for an overhead crane is that the warehouse has to be load-bearing. That means the pillar construction and the foundation undergo a change. Jib cranes. Jib cranes are more stationary than bridge cranes. They have a hoist or on a jib or boom that is attached to a stationary object such as a wall. If the boom is fixed, the jib crane will not have the ability to laterally rotate. Gantry cranes. Gantry cranes float back and forth between a gantry and overhead frame structure from which equipment is suspended. Gantry cranes are more flexible than bridge cranes since they are supported by own frames. However, the maximum use of gantry cranes happens in the open air, open yards, so that materials which are heavy and bulky in size can be handled efficiently. Forklifts. Forklift is a small industrial vehicle having a power-operated fork platform attached at the front that can be raised and lowered for insertion under a cargo to lift or move it. Forklifts serve the needs of various industries, including warehouses and other large storage facilities. Forklifts are powered by electric battery or combustion engines. Forklifts allow the operators to sit or stand while driving and operating the machine, used throughout the industry for transporting materials and goods. In fact, it is the most versatile of the material handling equipment that is actually used in a warehouse. Personal protective equipment. Warehouse settings can be incredibly dangerous. Truck movements, along with a broad range of equipment used by the staff and elements such as heat, electricity and chemicals, can cause serious injuries. The right PPE helps protect workers and reduce the risks of serious injuries. PPE is a broad category but can include items such as hard hats, masks, gloves and protective clothing. What we see on the screen are images of PPE, however, the best suited for the given location and the circumstances needs to be selected. Safety equipment, handrails. A portable aluminium safety railing system can protect employees from falls while working at heights. Industrial and portable stairs. Prefabricated industrial stairs that are safety standard compliant help keep the workers safe. Features such as handrails, guardrails, and slip resistant decking help reduce falls and injuries. So if you have to use a ladder for removing material from a height to bring it down to the ground level, this is what a portable stair be used for. Safety swing gates. Safety standards state that floor openings or platforms like stairway floor openings with passages through the railing must either provide a swinging gate or offset so that workers cannot walk directly into the opening. An adjustable swing gate that offers 20 inches of adjustability and a universal mounting system allows you to protect every passway in the facility with one SKU. What this means is that you have a swing gate as seen in the slide, which operates only if it encounters or sees that there is no moving object in the given vicinity or the given range that it has been designed for. Only then does the gate open, permitting the person to walk through. Stages of distribution logistics. Sequential and interrelated stages. The stages in logistics are sequential and interrelated to each other and hence need to be sequenced such that they are not missed and customer satisfaction can be improved. The main stages are receiving and storage of products, order processing, preparation of goods for shipment, transportation of products, and delivery of the products. Last mile deliveries. Last mile deliveries have become a necessity for business today. Consumer buying has evolved and they now demand delivery either the same day or in minutes. The term last mile delivery, last mile refers to the final step in a broader process of delivery, service provision or connectivity that brings products or services directly to end users. Let us look at the development of the last mile delivery. Last mile originated with postal workers delivering mail and parcels. Home delivery services for newspapers, groceries, etc. became common in the mid 20th century. Rise of Amazon and eBay in the late 1990s emphasized on speed and delivery accuracy for individual parcels. 2010, GPS tracking was introduced. AI-driven route optimization and real-time updates enabling faster and more efficient last-mile deliveries. Focus on green delivery methods, EVs, bikes, and hyperlocal models, 10 to 6 minutes deliveries, have emerged to meet customer and environmental demands. Characteristics of the last mile. Few characteristics of the last mile delivery. The last mile is the final connection between the supply chain and the customer. The last mile focuses on short distance individual deliveries directly to the customer's locations. Involves multiple stops and often encounters urban traffic, accessibility challenges, making it complex and the most complex and most costly leg of the entire supply chain. Speed and accuracy are crucial as consumers now expect fast deliveries, same day or next day services. Its most visible part, process, plays a role in customer satisfaction, overall efficiency, and brand perception. Mistakes, delays due to incorrect addresses, missed delivery windows lead to customer dissatisfaction, increasing operational costs, redeliveries or returns. The last mile delivery problem is simply the fact that the last mile is usually the most expensive part of the delivery process, often costing more than half of overall shipping costs. What is the last mile delivery challenge? The delivery drivers carry a large amount of smaller packages, each with unique destinations. That is the essence of the last mile problem. More stops mean more complex routes, more idle time, and more time on the road. Implies you have to maintain a larger fleet of delivery vehicles and drivers to ship a small number of products. For some products, you may have to offer inside delivery, which is another step that further complicates the last mile delivery. Why is last mile delivery expensive? Delivering thousands of packages to their final destination every day is a complex logistical challenge. Last mile fulfillment is complicated with many contributing factors. Let's look at each of those factors. Lower average speeds equals to more time on the road. That means fewer kilometers per liter of fuel. More stops lead to more idling and downtime, increasing fuel costs and driver time on the road. Failed deliveries at an average cost of rupees 100 per failed delivery and 5% of deliveries fail, the cost is huge. Complex routes lead to more out-of-route miles. Research shows that out-of-route miles can account for up to 10% of the total mileage of a delivery fleet. What does this mean? Complex routes lead to more out-of-route miles. Research shows that out-of-route miles, which means, let us say, if you have got a delivery which is going from point A to point B and you are using the same route for a point C also. Now, the customer, if he is supposed to look at and if he feels that point A to point B, the route has too much of traffic, he would like to go and deliver point C first and then move to point B. This could increase the number of total mileage for the delivery fleet. Returns, refunds or discounts. The average return rate is a whopping 30 to 35%, which implies that replacements, if any, are to be delivered free. Optimizing last mile delivery can lead to significant cost savings for e-commerce businesses and retailers, especially as shipment volumes continue to surge across industries. Reverse logistics. Reverse logistics refers to the supply chain process of returning products from end users back through the supply chain to either the retailer or manufacturer. Irrespective of the reasons for returns, it's simply good business to offer returns to the customers, and that's where reverse logistics comes into play. The objectives of reverse logistics are to recover value and ensure repeat customers. Less than 10% of in-store purchases are returned compared to at least 30% of items ordered online. Savvy companies use reverse logistics to build customer loyalty and repeat business and to minimize losses related to returns. The idea of reverse logistics or return of goods came up as sort of an insurance to the customer, where you will today find that all apps or websites offer a free return policy for maybe 10 days, 7 days, 6 days, depending on the product and the platform that is offering. But it gives the customer a sort of an insured satisfaction that in case if the product doesn't meet my requirements or my expectations, I am free to return it. Types of reverse logistics. The main types of reverse logistics, that means the reasons for returns. Returns management, regular e-commerce items, return policy and procedure used to return as per policy, remanufacturing or refurbishment, packaging management, unsold products, end of service life, delivery failure, rental equipment, repair and maintenance. The five stages of reverse logistics. Systemized handling of returns by the company is of utmost importance, as the return goods are equivalent to cash and the objective is to recover the maximum value. Mind you, the reverse logistics further increases in importance, because while you are handling a return which is actual product from of the company, realize one thing, that there is already an extra expense that is all being incurred to give a replacement. Process the return. When customers initiate a return, the organization must then initiate the return process and put the standard operating procedure in motion. Determine the return category. Upon return, products need to be inspected in order to determine where they should be placed next in the process. Move products to reduce waste. Continuously keeping return products in motion can help to reduce the amount of waste produced when products sit for lengthy periods. What this simply means is that once the product is received, it must move and the category is known as to what was the reason for return. The product must move to its next location or the next stage. If it doesn't, the product just sits there because there is hardly any identification as to what is wrong with the product. Execute the repair process. Items relocated to the repair department should be dealt with in a timely fashion so that any necessary end-of-life arrangements can be made. If the product has been relocated to the repair department, it should be dealt with in a timely fashion. Preferably, companies have a certain KPI here of dealing with requirements or returns within 24 hours or 48 hours, so that nothing sits there idling with which is damaged or cannot be repaired. Recycle items that cannot be repaired or resold. If it can't be fixed or parted out, it must be disposed of in the correct fashion. Organizations must do their due diligence when it comes to recycling and disposal. Many a times you find an object, you have ordered a product, only the covering or the cover part of the item is damaged, which means that the guy who is going to repair it can salvage the entire product, change the cover and put it for sale. However, the cover that was removed needs to be recycled as per the company policy. Key takeaways: distribution logistics refers to a set of processes and activities designed to efficiently manage the flow of products from their place of origin to their final destination. It's a fundamental discipline and covers all operations. The term material handling equipment encompasses a diverse range of vehicles, tools and storage equipment used in the warehouse operations. The intricate web of distribution logistics ensures products navigate the complex journey from manufacturers to the final consumer efficiently. The shipping and warehouse channels play a pivotal role in this process. Consumer buying behaviors have evolved and now demand cheap or even better, free and fast delivery. Optimizing last delivery leads to significant cost savings for businesses and retailers, especially as shipment volumes continue to surge across industries. Reverse logistics refers to the supply chain process of returning products from end users back through the supply chain to either the retailer or manufacturer. Systemized handling of returns by the company is of utmost importance, as the return goods are equivalent to cash and the objective of every management is to recover the maximum value of the returned goods. Thank you.